Thank you very much, Jacqueline. Time now for one-on-one with the pro, and one of our pros you need to know is Sean Alia. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing well. How are you, Tom?
Well, I'm doing wonderful with Christian Practices Counseling, and the holidays have come and gone, and a lot of folks are kind of getting their sea legs back into the normal routine,
right?
And sometimes that can be kind of jarring with some, because after all of the excitement and all of the hubbub, and the normal just doesn't seem right. Are we noticing that this time of year?
It's if you've ever been in an airport where you had to step on an escalator or the walk that is moving, that's mechanical, and you're walking faster and then you get off of it, probably feels like that kind of experience emotionally.
Yeah, so you go from real fast to
right. Hey. So we're back in the routine of getting kids' lunches packed and out the door to the bus and running off to work or working from home in front of the computer. And yeah, it's a change.
Oh boy. But one thing that doesn't change is that we're all human, and sometimes when we do experience some changes, sometimes we need to talk about them, and that's where your practice comes in.
Absolutely. We are very warm and welcoming to people. So if someone wants to come in, they have issues that are going on, or they might just want some guidance or another ear to listen to a decision that they need to make, that's what we're about. We offer a place for people to come where it's safe, confidential, and private, so they can share with you whatever's on their hearts and really just get things out and take a look at it.
Indeed, and there's a lot of reassurance there.
It's not a judgment zone.
Let's help you be you.
That's what we're about. That's what we strive for people to feel comfortable, for people to feel that they are welcome, and to be able to say, this is me, this is what I'm facing. Can you help me maybe look at it in a little different way? Mm-hmm. Do you have some suggestions that might help me? Mm-hmm. And what are your thoughts? And that's what we try to do with folks.
Oh, that's great. That is just absolutely great. And this is one of the things that I've noticed about your practice, is that people just have this real good feeling of respect, this feeling of understanding, this feeling of, you know, somebody cares.
And yes.
Although many people take it for granted that somebody cares, there are a lot of folks out there have some really serious doubts if anybody cares.
That's true. I've seen that in my driving skills. People give me the state bird symbol or something like that as we're going along. So, yeah, the world is not always a warm and comfortable place, but we strive to be that way. My goal is that when a person comes in, we deal with an issue, and it may be painful to some degree. Sometimes you have to clean a wound and it hurts a bit, but my goal is that every person feels closer to God and feeling better about themselves in the situation when they leave.
Now, the individual, that's one thing. But we have families, we have couples, we have all kinds of variations of relationships where, you know, maybe the holidays were rough on them.
Yes, sir.
And maybe, just maybe, this was the year finally somebody said, you know, I've had it. We've been covering up this painful facade for such a long time, let's get it out in the open. And golly, it's usually the holidays when, you know, the thing hits that boiling point.
Yes.
Are you there for families and couples too? Is that, do you service those folks?
Sure. We have a very comfortable couch for couples to sit on, and the couch can be kind of diagnostic depending on when couples come in and where they sit on the couch.
Sure.
So that has a lot to say. We have plenty of chairs, so families are welcomed as well. Right. Yeah, so we make it open to everyone. In fact, we're looking at starting a couple of groups, so that will be kind of fun.
You know, when we get into group setting as opposed to one-on-one or an intimate setting, how does that change the dynamic? Does it make people feel like they're less alone?
I think so, and there's a wisdom in groups that you may not find in individual or in couples therapy. So you may be in a group with someone that, I've had a similar situation, and here's how we handle it. So people kind of brainstorm together, and they learn to process stuff together, but you're bouncing things off of each other. So it's like musicians to get together, and they play, and, I like that, or I like that, and it just all comes together and gels. And groups can be very, very powerful.
You know, that I've heard that is the case, where the dynamic is there. You really don't know what the dynamic is going to be.
Right.
But you do have a pretty good idea what the outcome is going to be. It's that folks are going to find some common ground and maybe ways to help each other.
I think that's the exciting part for me, because you never know what that group is going to present or where it's going to go. You have a general outline, but you really never know. And yet, my job is to keep it therapeutic and positive and to get people headed in a good direction. And that happens, and people cooperate and support each other. So it's really almost like a painting that's just occurring right there in front of you. And that's one reason that I love what I do.
Oh, man. Helping people help themselves. That is a great gift and something that is not to be overlooked, folks. So if you're thinking that, you know, maybe I could use a conversation with someone other than the people that I've been hanging around with day in and day out because this isn't working, Sean is the one you need to contact. How do we find you?
Sure. I'm at 2431 Nawata Place, Suite 10. So we're located in a little wooded area, which is kind of private, and it's easy to find off of Silver Lake. And my number is 918-720-6629.
Very good. And that's a nice little area that you're in. Wooded, mm-hmm. peaceful, secluded, yep. and just really nice.
Right.
I like that. A very comforting part of town. You've been at this for quite a while, too.
We have. I've been a counselor for, 20-something years. Mm-hmm. And then we've been in Bartlesville. I've been in Bartlesville for maybe 8. Mm-hmm. And Christian practices are the private practice that my wife and I started. That's been going for about 1.5 years.
Mm. And it's always great to have you in here and kind of get an update on that, too, and see how we're doing. But, you know, like we said, it's not just for individuals, but it is. Mm-hmm. If you are an individual seeking help, also families, couples, and just a variety of different dynamics.
Right.
Some folks think that there's some taboo about seeing a counselor, and those days are long gone, because the mind is like any other part of the body. If right. if it needs a little help, if it needs a little work, let's work on it. It's
absolutely.
Okay. There's no sin in that.
Right. You know, sometimes people are more comfortable with the title of a life coach, someone who can coach them and guide them. And in counseling, that is a lot of what's actually done. Mm-hmm. So when you hear the term counselor, you don't go there because you're disturbed or have these super deep problems, and that's the only people that go there. We have some of that occurs, sure. but a lot of it's just, I'd like a little more out of my life, or I'd like to know how to improve my marriage, or maybe I'd like to stop doing this or start that, or I have a decision, a fork in the road to take, and I don't know which way to go. Could you maybe give me some counsel and guidance? Mm-hmm. That's what we're about.
And sometimes folks just kind of get worn down,
yes.
and they just need to get back on the bicycle again.
Yes.
It's easy sometimes when we fall.
True.
To just sit there for a little bit.
Yeah.
And you can't really sit there very long because a lot of things are going to pass you by. You got to get back up and get back in the game.
That's well put. Yeah, I think you're right. So we'll get you back on the bike and get you going. If you feel a little worn down, I have a chocolate stash in my office that I'm
How
free to
sweet it is.
Share. Yeah.
Therapeutic chocolate.
Therapeutic
right?
chocolate only.
There we go. That is something else. And you do this. The name Christian Practices. Mm-hmm. Where did you come up with that? I know that this is something that it all fits together. But
sure. Well, I'm glad you asked me. I don't think I've ever shared that with anyone. So I was driving back from Bartlesville, two years ago, and I had a paper plate. I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'd had it on, you know. And I pulled out my pen. I was just praying, God, what's the next step? And it was private practice. And it was, Christian Practices. So I wrote it down, kept it there for 3 or 4 months, not knowing if I'd do anything with it, and felt led to establish the business with that name.
Inspiration from the heavens above in a PBJ.
That's right. That's right.
But the thing is, you thought about it. And so many people kind of do the impulse thing, mm-hmm. but you let God in on the deal.
He has to be. I find that when he opens doors, it's much easier. If I try to push a door down or try to force something, it's misery.
It is. It truly is. Now, my family, we pray a lot.
Mm-hmm.
People kind of say, when don't you? And it got to the point where even our dog.
Sure.
He saw everybody bowing his head.
Right.
And look around. Are they done yet? They're going to give me any food?
Okay. Uh-huh.
But you find a lot of comfort there.
Yeah.
You find a lot of comfort. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need that human touch as well to let you know it's going to be okay.
That's right. I think we serve as God's hands, mm-hmm. and we serve as His voice, or sometimes as His ear as well. Mm-hmm. Entering into God's presence through prayer and then entering into fellowship with another person who can share with you is very healing.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes the hardest thing for some folks to do is to not only let you in, mm-hmm. but to let God in. There just seems to be a resistance sometimes. Folks just get so angry at everything, and I'm not going to let anybody into my little misery here.
Right, right.
Well, are you enjoying that misery? No!
But I'm not going to change it.
Then you might want to open the door and just take a peek.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I lived too many years without God running my life. And I'm learning lessons every day. I mean, we all have to repeat and learn things. But life with God is so much better than life without. I wish I could go back 30 years and start over.
Oh,
but
brother.
It's fantastic. Indescribable.
You know, a lot less stress.
Yes, sir.
A lot less to remember.
Yes.
A lot less worry because you were treating people a lot better with God in your life. And
yeah.
when you treat people better with God in your life, things just seem to go a lot better all the way around.
I agree mm-hmm. completely. Or I wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah. What inspired you at first as a young man to get into the counseling profession? Was there something that just said, hey, Sean, there you go. That's what you got to be doing.
I remember the exact time. I was 18 or 19. My folks were going through a divorce, and there was a counselor there. We all attended, the three of us, this session, and he said some things. I don't recall what they were, but they were so insightful and healing to me. I said, that's what I want to do. And so it may not be what I do all of my life, but that's what I wanted to do from that point to where I'm at now and for the foreseeable future.
My goodness sakes. It took a little bit of pain to realize that others might have it as well. And seeing how someone could help you in that regard, that's mm-hmm. awesome. That is. Again, so folks know where to find you, Sean.
Sure.
Let's give them the phone number. That's the first one.
Yeah, 918-720-6629.
And if you want to take a look at Sean's practice on the web, it's a very nicely done website.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll let our web designer know.
Where can they find you on the web?
Sure, Christian Practices LLC.
And lastly, your physical address, so folks, maybe they're not believing us when we say, hey, this is a peaceful little
it is a nice
thing out
place.
Here in the woods.
Right. Yeah. 2431 Nawata Place.
All righty. And when you drive by, you'll say, yeah, that's yeah. place for me. Hey, Sean, I want to thank you for being with us today. As always, it's a good time.
Yes.
And it's always nice to learn things from you and learn things about the art of healing the heart
you,
and
Tom.
The mind.
Thank you. It's such an honor to be with you. And it's good to see you again.
Oh, it's always great to see you. It just lights up the room. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
We've got more coming up here in just a little bit. It is 9:46.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.